Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is a pastor of Deming St. Anne's Santa Ana Catholic Church, Father Manuel Ibarra. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Well, something very special is happening in the month of June. It's the centennial celebration, 100 years of the church.
Yes, we are so excited to live this moment, this time, and it's very important for the whole community of Deming. We have been there present for 100 years. So our history, our culture, our traditions are truly building something good for the new generations also.
Last year, you had the first annual Hispano Arts Fiesta, and this year's the second annual Hispano Arts Fiesta, but it's also part of the centennial celebration.
You know that being in a place that is so rich in values and history and culture and food, everything. So to bring together everything brings us a new opportunity to present what we have. So like last year, the Hispano Arts Market, and of course now we want to open to all cultures. So yeah, we say Arts Market.
The Arts Market.
And then we have more sports. So the participation of our youth and all the whole community, all families, and everybody who wants to come and to be part of this celebration is welcome.
So it's basically almost the entire month of June, or most of June?
Yes, it's 4 weeks.
So you start off with the youth rally, June 2nd and June 3rd, and then there's the Corpus Christi Solemnity. It's a beautiful celebration.
Yes, it is. And you know that as Catholics, this is one of the solemnities and great solemnities we have in the whole Catholic Church around the world. So all the solemnities that we are having at this month, like the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, St. John, well, many good experiences for all of us in our faith.
But the 9th and the 10th, the weekend of the 9th and the 10th, is the actual art market.
Yes.
And then that starts with a 5K run and a 2-mile walk. And where is the Rio Mimbres Country Club? That's where it's going to be. Tell me about that.
Yes, that is the golf course. So all those fields that for golf that we have for playing, it is we will have also the golf tournament. So we have the opportunity to have first the run and walk and then the golf tournament, and then begin at the church after the opening of the golf tournament, the arts market.
With the ribbon cutting.
Yes,
ma'am. Very special. So all of these events are going to be happening, the major events, Saturday and Sunday. Following that, now on Sunday, you're going to also have a dance presentation with Los Viejitos, the little old men, Folklorico de Niños and Adults. That's at 7 o'clock Saturday evening. A dinner for the artists at 6:30, right?
Correct. And of course, since Friday, we have the welcoming for all the artists and the runners, walkers of all those teams who are going to participate for the golf tournament. And then, of course, on Saturday and Sunday, every day we have convivencia, something to eat, to share, to enjoy with the whole community.
And so actually it starts Friday evening with the
welcoming
with matachines.
Yes,
y los matachines, where are they from?
From our parish. There is a group of matachines that in our community, like the also Santa Ana has a Folklorico de Niños and a Folklorico de Adultos and then Los Viejitos, because we have families from different places. So all of them bring something to the community, like some families from Michoacán. So they have the tradition of the Viejitos, some families from Oaxaca. So they have the Jarabe Mixteco and the Matachines, of course, that are part of the history and the faith and tradition of the community.
So tell me a little history about Deming. How does that combine with the centennial of Santa Ana?
You know that last year, Mr. Anderson, who is a historian from Deming, he gave us a presentation about history of Deming, and this year he's coming back. So he was expressing that how important was the railroad from the Southwest to Los Angeles. So it brought the economy. And of course, the crossing from the road from Columbus to Silver City. So are these those two important ways for the economy brought new people to the area at the end of the 1800s. So it was very important also for all the newcomers to have a church, and then Deming had a military base. It had over 30,000 soldiers. So new churches were built, among them the Catholic Church.
Which was the oldest Catholic church in Deming?
For Catholics was the Santo Niño de Atocha. And of course, workers coming from Mexico, and they built an adobe little chapel for the community. So all this Catholic church was built in the 1900s.
So this one is a fairly new church, being even though it's 100 years old, it's still fairly new?
Yeah, let us say that it was our beginning. And then because of the military base that we had in Deming, a new church had to be built, a new place, especially for Spanish-speaking soldiers, mostly born in New Mexico. So under the Bishop of El Paso, who gave the okay to the pastor, this church was built in 1918.
Exactly 100 years of the centennial. And the community must be very proud of that. Something else which was very special was a mural that was painted.
Yes,
in the
Mr. Joseph Chavez, who is an artist from Deming, he had the opportunity to paint a mural of St. Michael the Archangel and then some other figures from the Old Testament and the New Testament. And of course, he also took the opportunity, some of the faces of parishioners were painted there.
Ah, so parishioners, so that's very special as
well. It is very special, yes.
For the community. Now, going on from the weekend of June the 9th to the 10th, so on Tuesday, June the 12th, there's something special as well, a presentation for Quinto Encuentro. This the fifth encounter?
Yes, in the whole country, all the bishops of the U.S., are bringing together the communities, since now the Catholic Church, the majority are Hispanics. So how to bring all the leadership, the values together, how the community can get more involved. So finding always new ways to bring the faith and the values. And then for the youth, we have what we call it Youth Changing the World on June the 14th. Pope Francis has expressed something that we need to listen to the youth, that sometimes we want the youth to follow our plans and we don't let them to talk, and we gotta listen to them. So we have a panel with our youth so they can let us know what they have in mind, how they see themselves in the future, and how they can participate. What is it what they are bringing also now? I have seen like in the news, for example, all those issues on dreamers or the gun controls on schools. I think that our youth are concerned and we gotta listen to them. So this is an opportunity for us to know.
So what is it that parents can do for their children?
Yeah, parents, the church, the whole community, what is it what we all can do together? And of course, those who are maybe more affected, our youth, what is it what they have in their minds, in their hands too?
So that's a good thing for a Youth Changing the World on Thursday, June the 14th at 6 p.m., a presentation with a youth panel. And these are all high school students?
High school and all those who want to participate.
Embracing our future with hope.
Yes, and it's part of the slogan of our centennial, like looking at our past with gratitude, living our present with passion, and embracing our future with hope.
The following weekend is that the celebration of Father's Day. The celebration continues on the following weekend.
Yes, especially that we celebrate Father's Day. So we have a mariachi mass. And that weekend also we have workshops for mariachis and folkloricos for children, for adults. And of course, having the mariachi mass and very special food for fathers will bring all families together. And we call it Santana specials food, chile and the meat and the gorditas and the salsa, all those good things that all fathers will enjoy.
So you'll have another ribbon cutting on Friday, June the 15th.
Yes, we do.
With, again, the Jarabe Mixteco dance, folklorico de niños y adultos.
Yes, and of course that our kids, our youth, I think in 50 years, they will bring all those experiences. They are our treasure. So we want to have them truly as very important part of all those celebrations.
And they're the future also, right?
Correct. It's as, following our Holy Father Pope Francis' words, he said, they are not till the future comes, they are here now. So we count on them.
Well, you talked about Mr. Anderson being here last year, a historian. He's going to be again in Deming Monday, June the 18th at 6 p.m., a presentation on the history of Deming by Mr. Bain Anderson at the Parish Center.
And also we will have Bishop Ramirez talking on history of the church in the Southwest, which is very, very, very rich, our history in all those areas. So we are so excited to have him also.
That would be on the 20th, June the 20th, with the Bishop.
Correct.
Ricardo Ramirez, Emeritus. Bishop
Emeritus.
Ricardo Ramirez, Wednesday, June 20th at 6 p.m., presentation of the history of the Catholic Church in southern New Mexico. And then there's on Thursday, the 21st, the presentation on food art and Mexican cocina, how to cook the Mexican food.
Like, for example, empanadas, and then some sopes, and then some tostadas. Well, all those goodies that.
So you're going to have also the King and Queen pageant on June the 22nd. And then continuing on with the third weekend is the blessing of all grandparents and families. Tell me about that.
Yes. St. Anne's or Santa Ana, she's the mother of Virgin Mary. So she's the grandmother of Jesus. And she became the patroness of grandmothers. So grandmothers in our culture are very, very important. They teach us how to pray, how to love, how to behave, how to respect others, very important key in our families. So we have a blessing for all grandparents.
And another fiesta. Boy, this is fiesta weekend, the entire month of June then, right?
Yes, it is.
This time with a basketball tournament on Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
And also a volleyball tournament.
And a parade at 10. Who's going to participate in the parade?
We invite all the groups and ministries and all those who are participating for the King and Queen pageant to be part of this parade. And then we have the groups and ministries, what they do, all the values that we have for the community and for the parish. So they have a float, each one of them, representing what they do for the community. We have the Guadalupanas, we have the youth, we have the Zumba, the Folklorico de Niños. We have also the matrimonios, the married enrichment, the altar servers, the kids, the CCD teachers. Well, all those groups and ministries that are part of our parish.
And then on Sunday the 24th, I guess that's the last day of the fiesta. Both Saturday and Sunday in the evening, you'll have bands, the music, Anselmo Rael from 3 to 6:30, Illusion Band on Saturday, 7 to 11. And then on Sunday, from Las Cruces, Diamantes Folklorico, no?
So
Caliente Band.
Bande, and then Cautivo Norteño in the evening. Well, and we have also the mariachis there and the kids, the games.
So it's not just for Deming, it can be for Las Cruces, the entire community.
The whole community, yes. And since it is a very important part of the New Mexico history, I do believe that the whole community is welcome and they will enjoy it.
Well, I really appreciate you coming all the way down from Deming. Well, it's only an hour away, so you can, it doesn't take that long to get there, right?
No. And as being part also of the Diocese of Las Cruces, here we are, feel that we are members of one family.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. Muchas gracias. Father Manuel Ibarra, pastor of Santa Ana Catholic Church, also known as St. Anne's Catholic Church in Deming.
Thank you and gracias. Muchas gracias.
You're welcome, de nada. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.